And she said, after a miscarriage, it's been 3 weeks now, she's still bleeding. She wants to know, is it a time for praying or not? And how do I go about ascertaining this?
Well, the scholar said that the maximum period of post-delivery or miscarriage bleeding should be 40 days. Unless right after the 40 days, it coincides the regular period time. Mm. Then we say, well, this is the period or the menstruation. So you should stop or stay away from the prayer as long as you're still bleeding because it coincides with the menstruation time. But after the bleeding is over and it does not coincide any menstruation time, then that should be considered as irregular bleeding where a woman would consider it as istihada, would take a bath and perform wudu with the intention of removing the major impurity, then perform wudu, and she would pray, but she would make wudu for each separate fard. And along with this fard, she may pray as many as adjacent nawafils as she wishes with the same wudu. But for each fard, she will be required to perform an independent wudu or ablution.
What about reciting Quran and these kind of things? How does she go about doing that?
That applies to the ruling of the recitation of the Quran during the menses for a woman. We say if she recites by the heart, it is permissible for the purpose of remembering whatever she has memorized and so on. But touching the Quran, the best of all the scholars' opinions is that touching the Quran for a woman who is junub or having the menses or a man who's junub is prohibited.